email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, another proud Waterford man. John O'Shea, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ray. How are we doing?
There's Gilbert O'Sullivan, Val Dunican, and John O'Shea.
Oh, I don't know now. I don't know. That's an illustrious company.
Yeah. How are you today? The last time we met, actually, was down in Waterford. I think you weren't even shaving at the time. I think you'd just been signed to Manchester United or something like that. How are things today with you?
Yeah, look, a mixture of emotions, shall we say, in terms of it's amazing to get the opportunity to manage it, lead out your country. But also a bit of frustration that we didn't, first and foremost, beat Belgium when I felt we had the better chances, and then obviously didn't take something from the game last night against Switzerland, because the second half was very positive. Yeah, you hold your hands up and say Switzerland were the better team in the first half, but we got to grips with that, and we showed what we were all about in the second half, which was very pleasing.
And I know people in your position don't talk like this, but I'll say it. Like, we're ranked 43rd in the world, Belgium are 7th, Switzerland are 18th. So we did very well in both games, considering.
I'd agree with you in the sense of, but that's where we have to get to, Ray, in terms of the mentality to qualify again. Obviously, those two countries, Belgium and Switzerland, are regularly qualifying for the European Championships, for the World Cup. So we got to be beating those teams, especially in Dublin. Are getting very close to beating them. I know it's a friendly, it's a different scenario, but we went about it like as if we were approaching two big qualifying games as such, and to try and build that mentality for the young enough squad.
And did you feel you were involved in some sort of trial at all?
potentially. But look, that's where I quickly went about getting the staff together, the backroom staff, the coaching staff, to kind of help me out over the last few weeks. So I knew it was obviously the people behind the scenes have had the confidence in me to take the two games initially, because it's obviously, as you mentioned, there were two very good teams we were up against. It wasn't as if we were playing some of the lower ranked nations in European football. We were playing two really good nations. So it was going to be a good test, and one that I was relishing.
Yeah, so it was announced back at the end of February that you were going to be the interim head coach for the men's team by Mark Canham from the FAI, and everyone was delighted. And at the same press conference, he said that they were going to announce the permanent manager early in April. Now, we're nearly there. But it looks to me, listening to you last night at the post-match press conference, that something has changed in your head, because you are saying things like... I want to do it more. I am more than ready, capable to be a manager. It's like you know something that we don't know about a vacancy, and you're throwing your hat into the ring full on.
No, look, it's a case, Ray. For me, it was simple. The process that I've been going through since I finished playing over the last 5-6 years, being a coach, learning the ropes from good people, good coaches at Reading, Stoke, Birmingham, obviously then with the Irish team, with the 21s, obviously working with Jim Crawford, Alan Reynolds, then obviously Stephen brings me in to the senior setup, and good people around us again. And it's just been a process for me to know, and these last two games have confirmed it, if you know what I mean, in my head, that I'd really like to give, which I kind of wanted to do, to be a manager and a head coach at some stage.
You said also last night that it was an opportunity to learn about yourself. Would you explain that to me?
Yeah, in terms of just about the approach of the week and how you'd go about. Obviously, I'd not finished playing that long ago, so I was kind of, my mindset was to be, what would the players like in terms of, for the training, the approach to the games, the kind of build up to the games, in terms of being really calm and relaxed, but also having that intensity in the training when we needed it, and then obviously to switch off, go for a bite to eat, have a relaxing day during the week where you can just switch off totally, and the lads, obviously the local lads, could go see family, or other lads could go into town, have a coffee, whatever it was, you know. So just to build up that type of feeling for the week.
And John, is it a bit like, you know, when you're driving and you've been the passenger going someplace forever, and then you've to drive
Yeah.
And it's a completely different experience then. Sometimes you probably get lost.
Well, look, that's the understanding of hope. Yeah, in-game management as well, when you're making substitutes. Ultimately, the first big difference is you're the one picking the 11.
Yeah.
You're the one picking the starting 11, and you have to maybe talk to one or two players who will be a little bit disappointed, obviously, not to start, but to understand that they would more than likely come on in the game and play a big part as well. So that was a big learning curve as well.
Yeah, and you mentioned there that you're not long out from playing. You retired in 2019. So you're still a young man, and your old colleague at Manchester United was out talking last night about you. Did you know that, Rio Ferdinand?
No. He was...
He was asked about you and the Ireland job, and this is what he said.
Yeah, why not? I think he's a young aspiring manager. He's got all the credentials, got the history, he's got the experience in terms of playing and knowing what it takes to play at the top. And I think those young players in that squad will be able to relate to him. I think he could relate to them. So I think it would be a great opportunity to bring in some young blood in. He's at the hot seat at the moment. Give him a go.
Give him a go. There you go.
Look, Rio has a bit of history here, shouting out a few things for managers. So,
yeah. But here's the thing, oftentimes, and people who are listening will know when they find themselves in a situation in life that they may have wished for and worked towards, that sometimes they go, "Oh, that's not for me." But you looked very comfortable, and the reports from the team and the backroom people are all very positive. So did it feel like that? Did it feel I'm home sort of thing?
Yeah, well, look, it always would be for me, Ray. I know it sounds a real cheesy one here, but that's been the case from under 15, playing for your country. So that feeling will always be home in that sense. So, but obviously it was, you flip it, you're leading the men's national team for two games. It was... And that was my challenge. That was the thing that I had to kind of relax and experience, but also face the challenge, you know. So it was all those things combined. It was really special.
There was an FAI meeting this morning. You probably knew that was scheduled, so they weren't expecting anything big to come out of it. Paul Cook, the president of the FAI, was doorstepped after the meeting. And he was asked by Dave Kelly from RTE, were you going to get the job? And he answered, what do you think?
No idea, breaking news from me here. I don't know why.
No, he refused to answer one way or the other, which to me, like, if they have somebody and they know since the February 28th that person is in place and they're going to announce it in April, well, then surely he would say no. John O'Shea is not getting the job. But the fact that he didn't say one way or the other suggests that it hasn't been confirmed one way or the other.
Well, look, all I can say is in terms of what we did the last couple of weeks, myself and the staff, and what we put together. And ultimately, the key for me was the buy-in from the players and how they went about it too. It was really good, and we really had a smashing time. And let's wait and see.
But that's hugely important, isn't it? All of those things you've just described, John, the buy-in, the bonding, and there are things that, you know, you can't be sure of with anybody else.
Look, that's where, as we say, right, they'd be up for people that are in the hierarchy of the FAI for them to come about. And hopefully, hopefully they can get to this situation quickly as possible, because that's the foundations, the teams need those steps that we've been put in place over the last two games. And obviously, since, to be fair to Stephen and Keith as well, the staff, they were putting things in place, bringing younger players through. So it's a case of building on that and hopefully getting us back to major tournaments as quick as we can.
And just back to Paul Cook before we leave him. So he gave a little speech last night before the game. You wouldn't have been privy to this. And he was referring to you and he was referring to the Belgium game. Which by all accounts everybody says was a great performance by Ireland, and he said, and John O'Shea, excellent start to his reign, and then he paused and then he said, as interim manager, Like, it's just, it's all there. It's all there if you want to hear it, you know, if you want to put the pieces of the jigsaw
puzzle together. You're having a game of Cluedo there.
No, here's the final one. Here's the final one, though. Here's the final thing, right? So they approach you and they ask you, will you stand in as interim manager for two games in March? And you're delighted because it's a huge opportunity. And then at the press conference, they say, well, we have the man. We're going to announce it in April. Surely the obvious answer, the obvious question from you is, who is it? And did you ask that question?
No, I didn't want to get involved, Ray, I'll be honest, because look, as I said to you, it was my full focus for the team, because that's where I had to flip and talk. I go back to learning about yourself.
Yeah.
Are you ready to be a manager type of thing? So I had to just concentrate fully on that.
Right.
And I wasn't worried about, say, what was going to happen after these two games, if you know what I mean. My full focus was on the two games, and We'll crack on from there.
But there's no dispute that you are available. You're awaiting a call.
I'm just on my way to the airport here with my wife and kids. So.
Yes. So
that's what.
Yeah. But Alfie, Ruby are your children. Yvonne's your wife, and they were at the game last
night. Little Penny as well.
Little Penny.
Yeah, Little Penny. No worries.
And were they decked out in the green jerseys last night?
They were indeed. Yeah, they were indeed. Alfie was in the white one, actually, but the two girls were in the green.
Right. And what was written? Was it O'Shea on the back, or what was it?
Oh, there was a mixture. I think there was Dada. Dada was on one. And then I think they didn't have time. I think there was a load of signatures on Alfie's one. So right. He was lucky. Right. He obviously got all the last signatures. And then I think Ruby might have had the new... She was lucky. She had the new shirt on. So
okay.
she hadn't anything on the back yet.
Very proud. So, your man got it this morning, Gilbert O'Sullivan. I'm sure the freedom of Waterford is there for the taking eventually. Just one last question on what it felt like, John. You know, because this is something that you've been, you know, gearing towards. And I know your confidant, Alex Ferguson, said when you were retiring that this is something you should do. He spotted something in you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on.
What did he say? Well, I sort of had. It was more of a statement. But what did he say to you? What did he say when you were retiring about coaching?
No, that's what he felt. He's obviously he'd seen me understand the game. Obviously, he had a trust in me to play in different positions in big games, and whether it be the Premier League and Champions League. So he knew I had a knowledge and understanding of positions, tactical issues, etc., and obviously how I get on with people too. I try to get a good bond as quickly as you can with people, you know, to get their trust, and then hopefully you get that little, like he did, you get the extra percent out of players along the way.
Is he a hero of yours?
Actually, of course. He'd look. Yeah, I was at Manchester United for 13 years, and we had a really good spell. So. He's an inspirational figure in
my
life, that's for sure.
Okay, and what was said last night when you were parting ways with people in the FAI? Was anything said? Thank you, well done.
Yeah, everything like that. Thank you and well done, and we'll have a conversation in a few days' time. It's the normal thing in terms of you'd let the dust settle and you'd have a little chance to reflect, and then you go back and talk about the games and the camp, etc. So we'll do that in a couple of days' time.
Brilliant. Well, you probably don't read social media, but all the fans are saying John O'Shea is one of the most decorated players, captained Ireland, and was involved with underage. Give him the job. Give the man the job. Where's our Irish loyalty to somebody else? Hope John O'Shea gets given the chance to manage Ireland on a permanent basis. So all very positive. Lovely talking to you, John. Enjoy the break and well done on interim manager. That could be the beginning of something, because every relationship starts with, you know, one day, doesn't it? It does, though. Doesn't it? There's always one day at the beginning. Right, John, lovely talking to you. Mind yourself. See you now. Bye.
Bye. Cheers, bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.